With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. A resolution in support of a ballot question for the Montezuma County Hospital District sparked some unexpected debate Tuesday night at the meeting of the Montezuma Cortez District RE1 School Board. The board first heard a presentation about the ballot initiative, which asks voters to approve a limited sales and use tax of about 4 cents on every $10 to pay for improvements at Southwest Memorial Hospital in Cortez. But when a motion was made to support the initiative, some of the members balked. Sherry Wright said while she personally is in favor of the hospital measure, she questioned whether it was appropriate for a school board to support another entity's tax question. Mike Tanner said schools have a reputation for always wanting more, and he wasn't sure we should put our name on another tax. But others, including Pete Montano and Jack Schunemeyer, countered that quality medical care is key to a good community and is critical for recruiting and retaining teachers and staff. Ultimately, the board voted 4-2 to support the hospital measure, which is intended to provide funding to build a new, more secure patient wing, consolidate clinics, and improve emergency services. Also on Tuesday, the Cortez City Council passed a resolution supporting a different question on the November ballot. In this case, it was a proposal by the Dolores Water Conservancy District seeking to permanently set its mill levy at its current rate. The measure is commonly known as debrucing. And in other local news, Southwest Colorado Community College has chosen Four Corners native Tanya Nelson as its new executive dean. Nelson was formerly the director of quality improvement in the Career Center at San Juan Community College in Farmington. She was born in Ganado, Arizona, and raised in the Many Farms, Chinle area. She will take the reins as the head of SCCC on October 19th. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.